you had told me that TDC had considered using Bloom boxes, and why did you ultimately decide not to go that route?
There are two reasons. One was economic, very expensive to use Bloom boxes. And two is the sheer mass of them. We need over 1,200 Bloom boxes on site. The square footage needed to do that alone would be prohibitive.
The other thing that we've been hearing a lot about is the cooling towers. I
Yes.
know that you were saying Denrec determines the height,
That's correct.
and that you had given me an estimate of 120 feet. Explain the discrepancy then with the 165, which is listed on the air permit.
Well, just like we do when we applied for the air permit, we applied for 279 megawatts, which is a worst-case scenario on site. We will never be, we won't, we don't even have the ability to hook up 279 megawatts to run at one time. That's the amount of producing equipment that will be on campus. Although at maximum capacity, we will be producing 248 megawatts. I have extra equipment there in case something fails that I can fail over to it. But we had to put in a worst-case scenario for our tower height. And based on the air dispersion model, that was the 165 feet. I don't know what the height is. I can tell based upon air dispersion models and what's been filed and what I've been told by the engineers who are much smarter than I am. I can only, recapitulate what's been told to me that, this is the worst case scenario. This is our estimate. But Denrec sets the height. We have no say in it. Denrec says it's 100 feet. It's 100 feet. Denrec says it's 140 feet. It's 140 feet. I don't know what that answer is. And I know they won't give any inkling of it until they're done their full analysis.
But you can't submit that permit without putting a figure into that
That's
box.
correct. And so you try and go with the worst case scenario, which is what we were told to do, and that's what we did.